Sermon, I Am the True Vine. St. Helena, California, June 7, 1913. Sermon at St. Helena, California, Sabbath morning, June 7, 1913, from John 15, by Mrs. E. G. White. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Verses 1-12. If this is our privilege, and we cannot doubt it, it is our privilege to lay right hold of this assurance and claim the promises of God. Time is short now, and we are to make the best use of the gifts entrusted to us. We do not know what obstacles we may have to meet, but if we follow on to know the Lord, we shall find that the light will continually increase. Will you not hasten to prepare for what Christ is preparing for those that love him? Claim the promises of Jesus, and as you come into the house of God, believe that angels are here, and that they will help you to understand what the Holy Spirit has in store for you. Improve your opportunities and dedicate your lives to God, that you may know in your lives the influence of the Holy Spirit and come right up to the help of the Lord. If there are differences between brethren and sisters, let them be put aside. Do not hold grudges or cherish differences. Christ did not come to our world to bring discontent, to live at enmity. If we obey the requirements of God, our influence will carry with it a convincing power. Angels of God will be round about us, and we shall make impressions for good on those with whom we come in contact. We have work before us. It is to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These words have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Verses 10-11. This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Verses 12-17. When you go home, read this chapter over. We are to strive to perfect Christian character. Our words and our acts are to be pleasing and helpful to old and young. Fathers and mothers, you who have children to educate and train, take fast hold of the Mighty One. Talk with the Lord about the responsibility resting on you. These young men and women and these children present today are to have the fear of the Lord in their hearts. They are to have a religion in which the salvation of God is revealed. Then they will bring blessing to their homes and blessing to the church. I am so thankful that I am able to speak to you today. Some of you might ask, "What have you been doing, Sister White? You have not been to our meetings for a long time." I would answer, "I am now 85 years old, and I feel that I must save my strength for the work resting upon me, the preparation for publication in this and other countries of the instruction that God has given me. I have taken a part in the work in Australia, in Europe, and in other countries, and I am now preparing for the people of these countries the instruction that has been given me. I am so thankful that I have the assurance that God has given us in the testimony to His people. I am not discouraged. My belief in the faithful Word of God is as strong today as ever it has been. There is no need for any of us to lose courage. We are to follow on to know the Lord, that we may know that His going forth is prepared as the morning. The light that has been given to us, we are to give to others. We are to strive for a fitness to reach the people where they are. This is what we need: earnestness in the Lord's work and unshaken faith in Him. Let us, every one of us, move forward step by step. Christ gave His life in ministry for others and died a shameful death on the cross. He gave His life for you, and you ought to be laboring for others, improving every opportunity to say something for the Master, that others may see the beauty there is in Him. You will have perplexities, but you may stand for God with all assurance, knowing that the Lord Jesus is your helper. He gave His life for you, and as you give your lives to His work, He will guide and sustain you. These young men here before me should make it their aim to get an education that will fit them for a part in God's work. Angels of God are watching to see that we are not left to labor in our own strength. Satan's angels are also watching. Let us come up to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Let everyone who has a knowledge of the truth seek to help those that have not had the light of truth. Everyone is to be in earnest regarding this matter. We shall all be tested. But if we have the religion of Christ, we shall stand the test. My heart is burdened that I may speak a few words in season to you. Night after night, my heart is lifted up to God for this church. I said this morning, "I'm going to speak to the people in St. Helena today. I want to speak to them of the love of Christ. I want to tell them to be working for the salvation of souls. I want you to help those who do not know the truth. Let your light shine forth as a lamp that burneth, not your own light, but the light of Christ, which God has given to you. I want to tell you that the Lord lives and reigns. Let us do what we can in the name of the Lord. Amen."